right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, what is this, May 14th, 2012. It's a pleasure to have each of you here, and we'll begin our meeting today with a invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds, let us help. So that we may say and do the things pleasing you. Forgive us what we've done. We ask this.
Amen.
Please join. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for Jefferson County road improvements on Avenue H. Item B is to receive and file bids for Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations. And that's funded by a Hurricane Ike Round 1 Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant that's being administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item C is to approve specifications for an invitation for bids for refurbishment of Jefferson County Courthouse elevators. Item D is to award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County to Decision 1 and Western Micrographics. Prices are shown on the attached Exhibit A of the agenda. Item E is to award, execute, receive, and file a contract for Jefferson County road improvements for Avenue H to APAC Texas, Inc. in the amount of $569,327.53. Financial obligations for that are going to be shared by Jefferson County, the City of Port Neches, and the City of Nederland. Item F is to rescind the award for the term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Division. Line item 5 from Crop Production Services, and reaward, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer with Target Specialty Services in the amount of $15.20 per gallon for those items on line 5. Item G is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of the request for proposals for a term contract for inmate meals for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with Five Star Correctional Services for the period June 27, 2012 to June 26, 2013. The proposed price increases are shown on attachment B and of the agenda and to become effective on June 1st of 2012. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement for a multi-year master agreement with Garver LLC for airport improvement program work for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. This is in accordance with engineering services for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC for design, bid, and construction phase services for the runway safety area, grading, and revegetation project at the regional airport, Jack Brooks Regional Airport, in the amount of $35,400, and that project is going to be funded through budgeted funds with anticipated reimbursement from the Airport Improvement Project grant funds. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Sixel Consulting, Inc. to provide air service development work for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport at a price not to exceed $28,000. And item K is to extend the bid due date for the Jefferson County Courthouse Interior Masonry Rehabilitation Phase 4 from May 15, 2012 to June 5, 2012 at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? Only question, I'm sorry, I didn't notice. I read through this earlier and didn't notice it earlier. Ms. Clark, is it item G is for the correctional facility meals, June 27th, for the period June 27th to June 26, 2013, but the new price has become effective on June 1st?
Yes, sir, they're allowed.
Very good. All right, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll move on to county commissioners, where item A can be tabled, thankfully. Item B is to consider and possibly adopt a proclamation in recognition of the unique significance the travel and tourism industry has on the lives of citizens of our city and county, and proclaims the week of May 5th through May 13th, 2012 as National Tourism Week. Item C is going to be a presentation by Spindletop Services regarding mental health month. Ms. Fulbright, are you going to make that presentation?
Yes.
Oh, there. Thank you. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding National Drug Court Month. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution celebrating the 20th year of existence and congratulating Leadership Southeast Texas. Item F is to consider and possibly approve, I don't see Bessie Chisholm here. Where is she?
She's not going to be here today, Judge. We've got a contingency here today to address you. Chris Harden is going to be representing.
Wonderful. Item F is considering possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the month of May 2012 to be Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding the 100th anniversary of Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. And I see we have several representatives of DD3 here. Item H is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and DD6 in connection with the Humble Camp Road Boat Launch Project. Item I is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the articles of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Jefferson County Deputy Constable Association for the period October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2013. I'll pull that up. Item J is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the Texas Amateur Softball Association, GT Baseball, and Lincoln High School Mass Reunion. And item K is to receive and file new Commissioner Court Justice of the Peace and Election Precinct Preclearance Letter and Department of Justice Submission Binder and Maps. Do I have a motion on those items? And I will just say, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. I would just say on item I that those dates are going to be whatever reflected in the contract. Item K on the preclearance and Department of Justice submissions, a note that there's a small discrepancy in there on a area between precincts 25 and 29 that had to be moved because of the legislative boundaries. However, there are presently no inhabitants of this little triangular area that are affected, and we have been assured, or I have been assured by Mr. Bass with Allison Bass and Associates, that he will be going back to the Department of Justice and correcting this small area off of Lawhon Road. Yes, sir, 25 and 28. And with that said, all in favor of those, or any other discussion of items under county commission?
One question.
They had previously seen all the maps with the exception of that change I just noted, but like I said, there's nobody in that area. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The ayes have it unanimously. Item B, which is a proclamation recognizing the unique benefits and contributions of the tourism industry. Is Ms. Hughes, are you here? And who do you have with you today?
Bring up Dick. You have the gang.
Commissioner Alfred is going to
come on
discuss
up to the
this
mic.
Issue.
Yes. And Tammy, come on up to the mic. LaRue, a judge in court to give me an honor to read this, read it into the records. It says National Tourism Week. Whereas Texas is big and bold, and truly offers something for everyone, making it a premier travel destination and Our travel and tourism industry is one of the state's largest and most important. In 2011, more than 200 million travelers visited Texas destinations and spent more than $63 billion, making last year one of the best in the tourism across the state. This supports 530,000 jobs and generate nearly $8 billion in sales tax, generate nearly $8 billion in local, state, and federal sales tax. In Jefferson County, the accurate realization of visitor spending was $452 million across the, according to the most recent figures. Whereas Jefferson County celebrates National Tourism Week, not only to the point of the significant economic impact the travel industry, but it shines the light on the various traditions and attractions that Southeast Texas offers. This week is time to acknowledge the more than 500,000 valued travel industry employees, including hotel staffers, restaurant employees, attraction and museum personnel, state park guides, and visitor center staffers, and that's some of them standing up there, who contribute to the success of this industry. Whereas in joint with celebrating the importance of travel and tourism and recognizing how the industry contributed to the growth and prosperity of Jefferson County. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May the 5th through 13th, 2012 to be National Tourism Week. And we encourage you all to visit attractions and the opportunities our area have to offer. We will sign this into record today. I attend the festivities that we had at the Visitor Center. It was tremendous to have individuals from Orange County and our surrounding area, the Big Thicket, to come there and people to visit. And LaRue is a part of a group that have a little stagecoach, and they go back and do some history on putting people way at the old way with the stagecoach and the sheriff. I, as a representative of the court and liaison of this department, there's one thing that some people don't realize, but you hear often, how great our restrooms are at that facility. I laugh with you, but there was one thing brought to my attention. Whenever you go traveling, and you go traveling with ladies in the car, the first thing they want to know when they stop is it a clean facility? That is one of the best compliments you can get. And our visitor center is outstanding. I compliment the whole staff and everyone that's a part of our tourism board. And not only that, you give good money away. So the auditor, I know he will acknowledge that you do a lot for us. Thank you, and God bless everyone that participated in that.
I just wanted to tell Jefferson County, thank you for supporting tourism. It brings in so much money. I was looking at a report, and I even had to call friends, so I made sure to put it in the proper context word-wise. Direct spending, this is money that visitors brought into Jefferson County. There's no formulas in there. This is money that the state has tracked. This is specific funds. That's $452 million into Jefferson County. So that's amazing. But I just want to continue. I just want to thank Jefferson County for continuing to support us. We are coming up on an anniversary. We will be open 5 years at the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center. We've seen people from 87 countries. We had some people from Dubai in on Friday morning, which was really exciting to me because that's an amazing city and they loved our restrooms. So we have people every day come in and say, you mean this is going to be 5 years old? But my staff is awesome. They make sure that if there's a cigarette butt on the floor, it's cleaned up. That's why it looks like a new facility. So thank you so much. Normally I would be inviting you to come to our festivities on Friday, but you know, it's been postponed a week. So I encourage everyone here to come out to the Visitor Center. We start our summer hours, Memorial Weekend, so we'll be open till 7 o'clock. We're open 7 days a week. So if you're planning a staycation or a weekend or just looking for something to do, come to the Ben Rogers Regional Visitor Center and let us help you find out what there is to do good in our area.
Is Ms. Judy Pass here? Or any representative of the National Drug Court? There she is. Okay, Commissioner Senegal, who will read your proclamation.
Hello.
Drug Court Month. Whereas drug courts are a proven budget solution that benefits all facets of society, and whereas drug courts are essential components of our justice system, which save vast criminal justice resources and return individuals to their communities as productive taxpaying citizens, and whereas drug courts are the most effective tool in the criminal justice system for saving money, cutting crime, and serving veterans, and whereas results of more than 100 program evaluations and at least four meta-analytic, that right? Okay, help me out here. Studies have yielded definitive evidence that drug courts significantly improve substance abuse treatment outcomes, substantially reduce drug abuse and crime, and do so at less expense than any other justice strategy. And whereas drug courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together public safety and public health professionals in the fight against drug abuse and criminality. And whereas the drug court movement has grown from the 12 original drug courts in 1994 to over 2,600 operational drug courts. And whereas drug courts demonstrate that when one person rises out of drugs and crime, we all rise. And whereas the time has come to put a drug court within reach of every eligible person in need. And whereas May marks National Drug Court Month, which celebrates the promise of recovery and restore hope to drug court graduates and their families. Therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, declares that a drug court month be established during the month of May 2012, recognizing the significant contribution drug courts have made towards reducing substance abuse, crime, and recidivism while saving valuable resources. Thank you, ladies, and all that help.
I'm Cindy Cherry with Jefferson County Adult Probation, and our drug court, the adult drug court here in town, actually happened to be the first drug court established in Texas. We've since added Judy's Court, which is the family treatment drug court, and we also have a juvenile drug court. So on behalf of Judge Dollinger, Judge Thorne, and Judge Shelton, I want to thank you for recognizing this. We have opportunities to work with some of those people that we might have given up on, and it is extremely gratifying, and we had that opportunity last week. We each hosted graduations. We had about 23 graduate. They had three extremely strong people in their recovery graduate, and it just really does have such an effect on the community, on their families. Our graduates stay in touch with us. We recently had a picnic, and we had people that have been clean and sober that graduated from our program over 5 years ago that came by, brought their children. And it's just awesome to see what a little bit of investment in their lives and in changing their lives for the better really makes for the community. And what they tell us most of the time at graduation is, y'all believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And so just we appreciate you acknowledging drug courts and the good work we do. And you have opportunity to see it on an ongoing basis because we're still going strong.
I brought a great spokesperson.
Yeah, we thank you for the program because I've been to some of the graduations and see those people who have been suffered from addiction and from run-ins with the law and who have experienced their first taste of freedom from those addictions over a considerable period of time is certainly invigorating and it's just a great program. We thank you that you're one of the first in Texas and for the wonderful job that you do.
Thank you.
Next, and this may well be a record for the number of proclamations and resolutions on any one Monday in the history of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court, that, and we hope that the fact that we have so many doesn't take away from any individual program, because each one that we've recognized here today is extremely important, and we're thankful to have the opportunity to comment and to support you in your endeavors. The next one is the proclamation that celebrates the 20th year of existence and congratulating Leadership Southeast Texas. So, Mr. Farton, if you and whoever else you want to come up, would please come up to the podium.
Judge, let me, I'm Dennis Isaacs. I'm a member of the Board of Governors for Leadership Southeast Texas, and on behalf of that board, and also Bessie Chisholm, who could not be here today, she regrets that. Thank you for letting us celebrate this another major milestone. We were here 5 years ago when we celebrated our 15th anniversary, and we were well received. We have a lot of representatives in the audience today that we want to share with you on the success of this program. I've asked two gentlemen, our Alumni and Advisory Council representatives, Mr. Chris Pardon with the Beaumont Baptist Hospital and Mr. Pat Calhoun with the Beaumont Independent School District, to share with you two aspects of this program and their successes. So, gentlemen, if you would, please come ahead.
Can I read the resolution first and then let you speak? Okay. Whereas in today's global society, communities are increasingly affected by national and international forces, thus making it even more essential to stay fully informed and actively involved. Local communities are often on the front lines of change, and input is especially valuable as we work to establish the foundations of future progress. However, needs are often greater than one city or county can address alone, which makes it critically important to look at our opportunities and changes on a regional basis. And whereas, in order for Southeast Texas to continue to grow and thrive, it is imperative that communities appreciate how they can support each other and succeed together as a region. Whereas Leadership Southeast Texas is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation created in 1992 to identify and engage leaders in all of the region's nine counties. And whereas each class of Leadership Southeast Texas focuses on the complex issues facing our region and discusses solutions and opportunities to enhance economic development in the area. And whereas there are currently more than 950 alumni living in some 25 states plus 80 Texas communities, as well as in half a dozen countries besides the U.S. And whereas Jefferson County has 478 community leaders who have completed Leadership Southeast Texas and are now alumni, including several of us up here. And whereas Leadership Southeast Texas added a new dimension in 2011 by initiating a youth leadership Southeast Texas program that brought together more than 100 high school seniors to talk about how they could enhance their leadership skills and help improve their hometowns. Now, therefore, Jefferson County Commissioners Court congratulates Leadership Southeast Texas as it celebrates its 20th year of existence and applauds its continuing efforts to promote cooperation and collaboration among current and future leaders of the region's counties and cities, signed by each of the commissioners and members of the court. Mr. Partin.
Good day, Commissioners. I'm Chris Partin. I work for Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas. But today I stand before you representing Leadership Southeast Texas. Leadership Southeast Texas is celebrating 20 years in existence, and I'm joined by other alumni here to thank you for passing the proclamation celebrating our 20 years. Some of you are very familiar with the program, as you stated, because you've either been through the class or have been one of our distinguished speakers for our 4 of 5 day-long class sessions that we have throughout the year. Those are actually taking place in all regions of the county to discuss issues that are important to our leadership. Some of these issues include things like water, economic development, rural economy, and of course, healthcare. This year, we also will have another LSET day in Austin when we will travel to the state capitol to discuss issues before the Texas legislature. The lawmakers know we will be there in force and are eager to meet with us and talk about our issues. I'd also like to invite Pat Calhoun. Last year, LSET took a new dimension when we started Youth LSET and brought together more than 100 high school students to talk about how to enhance their leadership skills and how to improve their hometowns. The Yell LSETers, as we call them, also divide into groups to work on community improvement projects. If you'd like to show your group.
Judge Brannick and Commissioners, I'd like to introduce to you students in Jefferson County who are going to be the future leaders of this area, who are participating in the YellSet program, which consisted of a day of youth leadership, which culminated with students deciding on a community service project in each one of their schools. I had the pleasure to work with Commissioner Weaver to interview students at Port Neches Groves High School, and that was part of the mission also, not only to foster leadership and community awareness with our young high school students, but also to reconnect our LSET members with our high school students, because I can tell you, as being part of that committee, and Commissioner Weaver will tell you also, it's the toughest job that we've had to do. We usually have 6 to 8 students. Let's say it's a 4A school, we'll have 4 students participate in the program and interview 8 students. We've had members of LSET call us, email us, write us saying, we want all of them. We can't decide. So that's what we wanted to see also, is that show also, is that we have some great young people in our area. And I'd like for those students in attendance to stand. We have from Beaumont ISD, Central Medical Magnet Program. We have our LSET students. If you please, the LSET students, you please stand. We have a contingency from Hampshire Finette High School. If you please stand. And we also have a group of students from Memorial High School in Port Arthur ISD. I want to thank you again for recognizing LSET and the work that the members do, and also to give the opportunity for these students to see what happens in Jefferson County Commissioner's Court.
Could all the members of LSET that are here this evening, this afternoon, please stand? We appreciate it.
I would
just note, Mr. Parton, that you did talk about Golden Triangle Days in during the Texas legislative session, and I would agree with you that that's one of the more important things that Leadership Southeast Texas does. It certainly brings all of our areas' concerns to the attention of the legislators in Austin every other year, and it's extremely important to our area that we participate in that, and I hope everybody's going to participate this year. You are correct that our legislators are willing to meet with us. To say that they're eager is another issue, so I'd have to get
to remain positive about that. So.
But thank you for being here, and thank you for all LSET does. It's so critical to the continued economic and viability of our area that we're extremely proud of the work that you do.
Right. Also, Judge, I'd like to recognize Dr. Brown and all my former co-workers here, Ms. Jeans, Mr. Polk, Mr. Wilber, Ms. Hudson, some of Port Arthur finest educators and administrators. Who did I miss? Somebody else here too, also. Thank y'all. And the kids, congratulations to LSAT.
Thank you. Next, we have representatives of the, Ms. Wendy Crater. Is she here? Wendy Crater. Would you come up, please, ma'am? And this is Commissioner Arnold is going to read the proclamation on Elder Abuse Prevention Month.
I'm honored to get the opportunity to read to you the proclamation of this Commissioner's Court to recognize the May as Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Whereas people who are elderly and who have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society and their wisdom and experience have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Texas APS workers completed 87,741 investigations, of which 58,068 cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation were confirmed against our elderly Texans and those with disabilities in 2011 statewide. And whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And whereas elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they are in good health or incapacitated in some way, in poor neighborhoods or in the suburbia. And whereas many of the cases investigated by the Adult Protection Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it is our duty as citizens to reach out and to help in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2012 as Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, Texas. And we urge all citizens to recognize the presence of elder abuse and work together to help reduce such abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or who have disabilities. Will be signed on this day, 14th of May, 2012, by the judges and the four presiding commissioners. Who would like to speak on y'all's behalf?
Obviously, I'm not Wendy Crater. My name is Isaac Fenter. I'm with Adult Protective Services. I'm a caseworker for APS here in Beaumont, Texas. We would like to thank the county for recognition and support of Elder Abuse Awareness Month, the month of May. I'm a caseworker, so I go out there and I see all this abuse, neglect, and exploitation on a daily basis, and any kind of awareness that we can bring to this, especially for the elderly, is much needed. And we have several events going on in May that's bringing awareness to elder abuse. As APS, we are the first line of defense for the people that are being abused, exploited, neglected, and we go out there and we try to do our best to stop this as soon as possible and provide all the services and resources that this area can provide, and there are a lot of resources in this area. So we have several events. We have one this Wednesday, a walkathon from Liberty Street, the Health and Human Services Building, to the police station back. We'd like to invite all you guys out there to do this Wednesday. We'd just like to thank you guys and appreciate your support and continuing to let us all know about this thing going on and the abuse going on in this, our county, and our support for it. Appreciate it. Thank you for all the work you do.
You know, it's a judge of the court that has primary jurisdiction over mental health issues and probate and guardianship issues. I have the opportunity on more occasions than I care to call upon Adult Protective Services for help, and I want to thank you for the job you do in protecting our more vulnerable individuals in our community. So we're happy to have you here, and we're proud to have this proclamation today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And last but certainly not least, Mr. McCall, Mr. Livingston, if y'all would come up. Commissioner Weaver is going to read a proclamation in connection with the 100th anniversary of DD3.
Right. Mr. McCall, Mr. Livingston, I had the opportunity and pleasure to be a part of y'all's 100-year celebration. It was great. Y'all did a wonderful job, very impressed with the amount of work and effort that y'all put into that, and very proud of your organization. So with that, I'll go ahead and read your proclamation. Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 Day. Whereas Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 established May 13, 1912, as third largest oldest district within the state of Texas, and will celebrate its 100th anniversary. And whereas Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 works hand in hand with the citizens of Hampshire to provide better drainage. And whereas leadership for drainage on private lands is provided by a partnership with other districts, county entities, federal agencies, navigation districts, and RC&D, and whereas Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 has established an important partnership with landowners, farmers, and ranchers in the district in helping to meet their drainage goals. And whereas now is the time to recognize the contributions of Drainage District Number 3 and to increase the awareness of the districts, to increase the awareness the district's citizens of the importance of drainage. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 10, 2012 as Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 Day in honor of the 100th anniversary of Drainage District Number 3, that's a tongue twister there, in the state of Texas, and we urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance and further to reflect on the ways that together we can contribute to a healthy environment and make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Signed by Judge Brannick and all commissioners. Congratulations.
I
I'm Leroy McCall Jr., and I, along with Commissioner Levinson and Commissioner Frank Rose, make up the entire board of our district. We only have three on our board. I do want to thank those commissioners that attended our celebration last Thursday. I think we had a quorum. I believe three of you were able to make it. But we do appreciate you attending. At that celebration, I presented Commissioner Senegal with some little tokens of our appreciation, which are little paperweights that spell out the history of the district and that sort of thing, and I hope you delivered them to the other commissioners, or will. The ones I gave you?
They're here in the office.
Okay.
He's hoarding them.
He's keeping off on selling them back.
I gave them.
They're pretty nice.
I tried to give you enough for everyone.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention now.
That's the reason I brought it up. I wanted to make sure.
I had them up to $200 for them. They let the cat out the bag.
In addition to that, we, our hardworking executive secretary is putting together a brochure of the, not only the history of the district and photographs of all of our past commissioners over the years, but she's also updating it with many pictures that were taken the other day with commissioners and adjoining districts that were there, and she's going to put all of that in this book. And I have assured Mr. Senegal I'm going to present the court with a copy of that when we get it. But it may take a few weeks before we can get it done. I do want to express my appreciation to the Commissioner's Court, past and present, for having the foresight and wisdom to appoint such dedicated and hardworking commissioners over the years, including our present board. But we want to thank you very much for that, and we're very honored that you have taken the time to recognize our 100-year history.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. McCall, please. Mr. McCall, first of all, you're part of my precinct, and I wanted to say that we've been good partners, and we're going to continue to do so. I appreciate the hard work y'all do in that area. Hampshire for Net is a better place because of the efforts that y'all put forward. So we're going to continue the partnership in that way, and thank y'all.
I appreciate it. I want to express my appreciation because we have a working relationship with your precinct people, and we get along good.
Yes,
they help us, we help them, and
sure
it works great.
Thank you,
you know,
sir.
Mr. McCall, before you leave, I want to say one thing. And Judge, we had a great time at the function. But you know, one of the things that was most important, and I think people sometimes don't realize, when they started this organization, it was farmers. They used their own equipment to get it going. It shows what the people power is. And I want to compliment Ms. Gidrick and the saving of those records and things of that nature. When you see this book, this history book that they have put together, you see everything is handwritten. So it's a plus for our community to have those type of records preserved because it benefits us. But most of all, I want to compliment you. It was my first time of being there to be affiliated with. There was some very strong, powerful stories told, and it just shows how the public working together with public and private can make a difference in lives of people.
We appreciate that. Our record for the district, it's so old, we just didn't have it in hardly. And Shannon Barrett, our executive secretary, she spent 2 days in the commissioner's court records and dug out all of those appointments and everything. It was there. And we wouldn't have had it, the exact dates and that sort of thing, if we hadn't. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that Tommy's family has been in there in existence for the 100 years. His grandfather started the district, then his father was next, and now we have Tommy. So
oh, I thought you'd been on it the whole 100 years.
It feels like it.
Yeah, you know, looking over the proclamations today, one for, in a moment, we're going to have Ms. Fulbright talk about mental health months and some of the mental health problems and challenges that we have in Jefferson County. We're talking about drug courts and drug addictions and about Leadership Southeast Texas advocating on behalf of our area about elder abuse and flooding and everything. And almost every one of the proclamations in some way or another deals with human suffering. And I, you know, it's funny, I can't remember who said it. It's like I can't even remember who said. Somebody said, I don't have many original thoughts, but I have a wonderful ability to forget my sources. But I can't remember who said this, but they said, you know, I'd ask God why he allows so much human suffering, but I'm afraid he'd ask me the same question. And so it's wonderful to see what the human response is to suffering in our community. So many wonderful organizations that step up to meet the challenges that we have and to help those who are less fortunate than many of us. So at this time, I would invite Ms. Fulbright up to talk about Mental Health Month.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners, for having us. We really appreciate being on the agenda today. We are your local behavioral health authority. There's 39 such centers in Texas, and we serve Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers counties, which means that these nice folks actually appoint our board members and actually help fund us. One in four people in the course of a given year will have a diagnosable mental illness. So if I were to start with Commissioner Alford and go, congratulations, Commissioner Weaver, that would be you. But that illustrates a point, because people who have mental illness problems are your friends, your neighbors, your employees, your relatives, your loved ones. And there's a great amount of stigma attached to mental illness. You know, if we were to start at a different point, it's probably going to come back to me.
I've been called worse.
It's true. So we are here to serve people who have mental illness. So one in four people will have mental illness in the course of a given year, everything from obsessive and compulsive disorder to phobias. 6% of the population will have serious mental illness, which is where we come in. Schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, chemical dependency. We're very pleased to be here today with our friends from the drug court, and very pleased to be here during Elder Abuse Month and so forth. We wanted to let you know about some wonderful things that we've been doing and the fact that we're always available for you. Crisis services. Regardless of whether or not you fit our profile as to the person we treat, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call us at 800-937-8097. And because of the funding we receive, even during a hurricane evacuation, the number stays the same. The crisis center moves. You can always call us. There's always our regular mental health service. We offer mental health first aid classes. Anybody who's a teacher or a counselor or a law enforcement professional, you can get continuing education through this incredible course that we offer periodically throughout the year. I'm a certified mental health first aider. If you want to lose it, I can help you. It's fine. We will offer suicide prevention classes. Those are free. Your church, your civic organization, your school, anytime you want that, we can provide that for you. Housing. A lot of people have been telling us over the years that an impediment to getting better from mental illness is not having a safe place to stay. Sometimes serious mental illness can cause people to lose their families, their jobs, their livelihoods. And often, one lady actually personally told me, I've worn out my welcome on every sofa I've ever been offered, and now I have no place to go. By the end of the next couple of years, we will have 41 complete apartments, independent living, for people who have mental illness. And finally, a program you guys have signed off on, I don't know if you did, but Judge Brannick certainly did. It's our residential competency restoration program. For people who have been declared incompetent to stand trial for nonviolent offenses in our four-county region, we can actually take them on and try to restore them to mental health competency so that they can stand trial and participate in their own defense, because it's a free country. And if you don't understand the difference between your prosecutor and your defense attorney, if you're so mentally ill that you don't get that, you're not going to get a fair trial. So instead of having people linger in county jails at all of our expense, or heaven forbid, have to be transported back and forth to Rusk State Hospital, we can take them on and try to restore them to competency so that they can stand trial within about 60 days. We even set up a mock courtroom for them. And so we've already taken on our first case, and we're hoping to serve between 10 and 20 people per year in our four-county area. So we want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to address you this afternoon, and we hope that we'll be back really soon, because we think we're also going to have some very exciting partnerships in the future, and we can't wait to come brag about those too.
Well, we thank you for being here today, Ms. Fulbright, and I certainly am thankful to Judge Manis and to Sheriff Woods for their support of your residential competency restoration program. That's a great program, and I want to thank you for the wonderful work that Spindletop Services does in the community with less than sufficient resources. Texas is 50th among the 50 states in
yes, sir,
spending per capita on mental health services, and given the constraints that they have from a budgetary standpoint, they just do a marvelous job.
So. Thank you, Judge. Our motto used to be thank God for Mississippi, but we don't have that anymore either.
Yeah, we were 49th until Mississippi. We overtook Mississippi. They started spending a little bit more. But
well, we appreciate your support. Thank
Mr.
you very
Wright,
much.
One
yes,
question.
Sir.
On this jail, on this program, this is a new initiative, correct?
Correct. We got a grant from the Department of State Health Services.
And it started when?
It started just recently, but okay. The funding is for this fiscal year and next, and it'll probably continue.
Okay, then. I want to know how long it will last. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fulbright. Okay, we'll move on to county.
Judge, I believe some people trying to get back to work might want an excuse. I know one lady on the front row right here is trying to.
Well, I'll give just a moment. A maximum of three people can leave right now. Y'all decide who's going to be. We'll take just a second before moving on to agenda items under County Airport, County Auditor, Engineering Department, County Clerk, County Treasurer, and District Attorney. Meeting in 2012. All right. Under County Airport, item A is consider and approve out-of-state travel for Jennifer Hogenkamp, the airport manager, to attend the 2012 Marketing and Communications and Jumpstart Air Service Development Program Conference in Sacramento. Expenses for the trip will be paid for through budget airport funds. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file a license agreement with AT&T allowing the use of real property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for staging of disaster recovery operations in the event of a natural disaster or other event which causes the interruption of telecommunication services to a substantial number of Jefferson County residents. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file an interlocal agreement with the Nederland EDC to provide real estate consulting services for the purpose of aiding in the economic development of certain airport property which abuts the Highway 69 corridor. I have a motion on those items. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I got a question. On that B, as Jennifer, did AT&T come to us? Have we shared with them how close to the coast that location is?
Yes, sir. Actually, they approached, I believe, the emergency management office, Greg Fountain, and he referred them over to us. They were looking for space at Ford Park, I believe, and there was no space available, so they came to us. And this is the remote parking lot. I don't know if you guys are familiar with they called it the 9/11 parking lot. It was built after 9/11 to accommodate parking further away from the terminal building. It's a asphalt, just a parking lot that's very rarely utilized, Judge? Unless we have
and
any
I think
kind.
We're like a third. I don't think we're a first choice. I think we'd be like a third spot. They've got several spots that they've been picking out, so we're just one of several.
Okay, wanted to make
this
sure.
This is similar to what Energy does. It's more of a staging of equipment, stuff like that.
But the only problem, and the reason I brought that up, because when we go to those Schwansch models and things, that area, Price Storm, we don't have that area.
Well,
so that's why I want to make sure we were.
I can promise you this, that if it's underwater, they won't use it.
And if the airport's underwater, we're in bad shape.
I'm not sure if they have any other areas in our region picked out, but I know they've been doing this around the state because they had other agreements that we used kind of as a model.
Well, let me ask you a question, Judge. What you mean we out of space at Ford Park? And who made that determination?
Because normally FEMA, the state, and the utilities take up all the parking lots. Remember, they rent all areas, including the baseball fields last time.
Okay.
And we didn't want to displace FEMA in the event that a disaster is called.
Okay.
And they pay. discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 4 for the summer nutrition program in the amount of $3,600. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for the district attorney for additional court costs in the amount of $25,000. Item C is to consider and approve budget amendment for mosquito control for additional costs associated with the increased demand for spraying mosquitoes and increase in chemical costs in the amount of $300,000, $275,000 for chemicals and sprays, and $25,000 for overtime. Item D is to consider and approve budget transfer for the airport for additional costs associated with air service retention and development actions in the amount of $30,000. And item E is to consider and approve budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for additional postage costs in the amount of $2,500. And item F is a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 4 for automobile and truck repair in the amount of $5,000. Item G is a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 2 for the cost of tree removal on Boondocks, Cragen, and Hildebrandt Roads in the amount of $3,400. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 366-400 through 366-636. Item I is regular county bills for this week for check numbers 366-637 through 366-981. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Move.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is to consider and approve expenditure from County Clerk's Record Management Fund in the amount of $27,272.53 for computer tablets, fingerprint scanners, and other equipment to be used in implementing a paperless misdemeanor court document program in County Courts at Law Number 2 and Number 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Guidry and Mr. C. Holm, for all the work y'all are doing in implementing that paperless program in the misdemeanor criminal courts. I'm certain it's going to more than pay for itself over time. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file investment schedule for April 2012, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? I'll just note that our weighted average yield is up to about 0.632%, which is not great, just a little bit more than 0.5%. That's up dramatically. And almost 2.5 times what the treasury yield is. So our treasurer's doing pretty good in a difficult environment. And ordinarily I'd be crying, but since we were able to refund the Ford Park bonds and save more money than we're losing on our investments, it's good news at least this year. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve an amended final plat of part of lot 13 and 14, block 2 of Garden Villas. Purpose of this plat is to relocate the property line between two existing tracts, and that property is within the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city of Beaumont. And it's located on Highway 90 and Commissioner Precinct Number 1. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an amended minor plat of lots 1 and 3 of Cutter's Ridge Estates. Purpose of this replat is to increase the size of lot 1. This property lies within the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city of Beaumont, located on Brooks Road in Commissioner Arnold's precinct. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of substantial completion for the Ford Park roof project in Precinct 4. And item D is to request approval to release retainage to Texas Liquitech Services, Inc., the Ford Park roof project in the amount of $145,956.62. That's application number 9, final revised application, and that project is a Hurricane Ike funded project from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs. I have a motion on those items.
Move.
I second it with a question. My question.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion, sir.
I guess from engineering, when you get to the Ford Park, what engineer or what tech from our department has stayed abreast of that so we can have it on record?
First of all, Commissioner, we hired the architectural firm to oversee the oversight of the construction of the project. We also had our own in-house inspector working on that as well.
Okay.
And we have a request from the architectural firm stating that all has been completed in accordance with plans and specs, and our in-house construction inspector has approved that and agreed with it.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And finally, under district attorney, item A is to consider and possibly approve a request for Tom Manis, criminal district attorney, to attend the National District Attorneys Association annual conference to be held in Connecticut on July 22nd through 25, and that is a budgeted item in his DA's budget. Do we have a motion on that item?
I give a motion. Patrick, did he send his form in? I'm just messing with y'all.
He could send a budget.
I know.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda items. Is there any other business that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the community without taking action on? All righty. Let's see. Well, I did have one question, Mr. LaBeast, as long as you're here. At one point during the project installing the Ford Park roof, there was an issue with some holes underneath the air conditioning unit. How would that eventually address?
Judge, the court
issue.
You
got
to go up to the mic.
Court approved the change order to correct all the problems with all the HVAC units. Problem had to do, those units as they sit up on the roof have a transition piece between the units themselves. It's narrow, it's only about 6 inches wide, and it's in a place that's really inaccessible. We were having a problem with the sheet metal that originally would have been put in that place leaking. So that was taken out, new stainless steel was put in and reflashed by our roofing contractor, which helps us with our warranty situation because we do have an extended warranty from our roofing contractor.
Good, right.
But as of today, we haven't had any reports lately of any leaks at all. And in fact, our roofing contractor repaired a bullet hole in the roof of one of the standing seam metal roofs for us while he was out there, so he was very helpful in chasing down problems that they had for some time that weren't necessarily roof problems.
And now, with the, let's see, before the new roof, we had a 55 mile an hour roof, and now we have a
150 mile an hour.
150 mile an hour.
I hope we don't have to find out.
Right. Hope we don't need to find out exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. LaBeast, for your work on that project. And we appreciate it. And while I am sorry to see that we're spending so much more, Mr. Sexton, on chemicals, at least it means that we're getting rain, so we're thankful for that.
So, that's because he was spraying when he usually doesn't spray.
Yeah.
Judge, I'd like one comment for the court for consideration next week, and that is to determine whether or not we need to have court Memorial Week. We have the holiday on the 28th. I personally have to be in Austin the 29th and 30th, and we have a commission meeting on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So if we're going to have court that week, I'd just like to know maybe ahead of time when we might plan it, or if not have one.
Well, let me ask purchasing and auditing whether or not you feel that it's going to be necessary that we have engineering.
We should be okay. Let me go back and check that close. I don't know if there's any more closing documents on that. I think all that.
Okay, well. Sir? Yeah, well, we can put it on the agenda to decide next week, Ms. George, and we'll try to.
While we still here, Ms. George, I want to compliment you, and from now on the high tax funds, put that on the agenda for all funds that come in, the amount requested and amount we approve, so the public will see it, because we get the package, but the public don't know, okay? I think that was a good idea.
During the meeting, we talked about Gloria Weeks, keep in mind that Tuesday is election day for us.
Oh.
That's why I said it was.
Yeah, we don't want to get in your way, because I know y'all are going to be just a tad busy.
Just a little.
I did get a call today, Mr. Thehome, but someone asking about the interlocal agreement with the city of Nederland, and Mr. Mark Rontala is here with the Nederland EDC, who has extensive commercial real estate experience, so we're excited about the opportunity to work with them to market the airport frontage property. Mr. Rontala, feel free to introduce yourself.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Looking forward to working with Airport Director Hogenkamp and the Commissioners and yourself. Excited about the prospects. I think there's some real opportunities there to see some of that land that has been vacant for a long time and try to get it developed for everyone's benefit.
And I'll just say that Commissioner Weaver said this before, but our airport, we receive airport improvement project grant funding at the airport. Part of our covenant with the federal government in accepting those funds is that we are going to attempt to develop airport property in such a way as to return revenues to the airport and lessen the dependence that we have on federal funding. This is a step that Commissioner Weaver's taken in that direction to try to forge a partnership with the Nederland EDC, allowing the city of Nederland to annex that front portion on Highway 69 so that EDC funding can be used to incentivize businesses to locate in that area, therefore returning tax payments to the city of Nederland and creating revenues for the airport, and hopefully it will be a win-win situation. We're thankful for your input and for the support of your board.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
What I was saying was that I received a call, Mr. Thehome, from a citizen who was curious about the contents of the EDC interlocal agreement. So we might want to discuss going forward to see whether or not in the future when we put up our agenda items, if we can also put the backup so that maybe the public can view it. We'll see whether that's something that we can do as we go forward. So let's discuss that. Thank you.
Judge, Commissioners, Ken and I met last week, was it Ken? Yep, and kind of went over some of the preliminary information that he has developed in regards to the paperless situation, and that is one item that we discussed to make that certain items on the agenda visible, and they're working on some details on that, so thank you, Ken, for that.
Anything else? If not, thank all of you for being here. Mr. Isaacs? All four of us are happy to. I think Commissioner Senegal is going to try to find some way to earn some money out of it. I don't know how.
I feel it.
We are adjourned.
Just a alumni.